This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching from grace, we come to you, humbling ourselves. I need our mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus as we get out of the way that you may have your way. Having down Calvary's cross among this earth of clay in the name of Jesus. Pray that people's hearts to see thy word in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you in advance for answering prayers on request. My most of all, salvation go forth, and the kingdom of God may grow from this night forward. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like to open to the book of Hebrews 11:1. And we'll also be looking at Hebrews 11:6. And the word of God reads, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I ask that you pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word tonight. Tonight I want to be talking about, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Brothers and sisters in Christ, where or what do you put your trust in? People of God, the Christian life from start to finish is a journey of faith. Yes, people of God, many people today in 2024 would rather believe the advertisement that they see or hear about than to believe what the Word of God says. They would rather believe the drug peddler who offers a cure for their illness than to believe the Word of God. Child of God, it takes more effort to believe the Bible, God's Word, than it is to believe the stuff that you read about on the internet. Yes, beloved, where is your faith? Beloved, it is only when we believe the Word of God and act on it that it becomes a reality in our lives. I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. Child of God, it takes more effort to believe the Bible, God's Word, than it is to believe the stuff that you read about on the internet. It is only when you believe the Word of God and act on it that it becomes a reality in your life. It is only in this faith that enables us to overcome storms that we face in life, because we know that Jesus Christ is the Lord of life. Jesus Christ, he's the author and finisher of our faith. People of God, there is no one in this world that will not face a problem during his or her lifetime. But we can prepare ourselves for these trying times by listening to God's word and acting upon him and trusting him to fulfill his promises found in the word of God. Here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So believers of Christ, do not let fear paralyze. Believer of Christ, do not let fear paralyze you in the problems of life that you are facing even now in 2024. Beloved, fear is a natural reaction that we have when we feel that we are losing control. We are losing control when things are not moving according to plan. Child of God, when fear takes over, it prevents you from dealing with the actual problem. We have to remind ourselves of what 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Always be mindful of the fact that when you allow fear to enter in, fear will cancel out faith, and faith will cancel out fear. It's a choice that you must make. Hallelujah, on a daily basis. Yes, child of God, when fear comes a knocking on your door, send faith to open it up, and fear will run away. Yes, beloved, we need to understand and believe that Christ can still the storms in our lives. And he can calm the troubled waters. See, the Bible says here, hallelujah, in John 10:10, the thief come not except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. How many underneath the sound of my voice in 2024 want to enjoy the abundant life? Well, we must get prayed up, tangled up, tied up in the things of God. We must do this on a daily basis, hallelujah, by praying, studying God's word, fasting, hallelujah, look onto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord. So child of God, call on God in time of need. You see, faith in God will overcome fear. Always remember this, that faith and fear cannot dwell together in the same heart. It's either one or the other. When we get, hallelujah, When we soak ourselves in, saturate ourselves in the things of God, our faith will be built up. Our faith in him will grow. Faith is like a muscle. It must be stretched, and it'll spring back, and it will develop, because faith is an ingredient that is needed for this Christian walk of ours. Remember that Hebrews 11:6 says, But without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So believers, believer of Christ, faith is essential. Faith is needed in this hour and difficult seasons that we're in, times that we're living in. So beloved, with faith in God, we will no longer be afraid of what we do not know, or what we cannot control, because someone else is in charge. God Almighty, he is the one that sits high, but look low. He is the creator of heaven and earth. He is the one that has our name written in the Lamb Book of Life. He is the one that made a way out of no way by sending his son, Jesus Christ, who will humble himself, took upon the sin of all mankind, bridged the gap between God and man. A question may be asked, how do faith come? Well, the word of God let us know in the book of Romans 10, verse 17, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Where is your faith in 2024? Beloved, faith comes from knowing the word of God for yourself. That's where study comes in. Yes, people of God, now more than ever before, it is vital, it is very important that we follow Jesus' footsteps, his instruction that he has given us. Child of God, get into the word of God for yourself. Read it. Listen to it. Study it. And meditate on it on a daily basis. Bible reminds us here in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Goes on a little bit further when it comes to, hallelujah, to fellowship. Also here in Hebrew 10, verse 25, it says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more as he sees the day approaching. Here in 2024, we must do what is needed in order to stand right standing with God, because we know that one day he's coming back for a church when I spent my spot, blemish or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to my prepared place. Hallelujah. Where is your faith? Bible says here in the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 22 through 25. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And Jesus said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, Jesus fell asleep, and there came down a storm, a wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to Jesus and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the waters, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid, wondering, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the wind and the water, and they obeyed him. Yes, beloved, here is an illustration where Jesus fell asleep during a storm. Here the disciples had an opportunity to demonstrate their faith. Even though they walked with him, even though they was around him and seen the miracles taking place, the healings, the deliverance, prayers being answered miraculously, people being fed in a desert place. They've seen miracles after miracles. Yes, beloved, where is your faith in 2024? You see, your faith should rest upon serving the Lord. As believers of Christ, God will allow things, difficult trials and storms into your life to test your faith. Your faith is more precious than gold. Your faith will be tried and tested. You see, a tested faith is not good. But when your faith is tested in the things of God and it prevails, it becomes genuine faith. Yes, beloved, faith is not a feeling. Faith is not something that acts automatically. Beloved, a question may be asked, what to do when life gets stormy? Well, the Christian faith is not just to get us to heaven when we die. The Christian faith, it teaches us how to live in the here and now, especially when life gets stormy. When we look at on the scriptures that I just shared in Luke 8, verse 22 through 25, here we see where Jesus, he led the disciples into a storm. When he said, Jesus said, let us go over to the other side of the lake. Well, in that particular region, the Sea of Galilee, which is about 13 miles long and about 7 miles wide, it sits in a depression that is almost 700 feet below sea level, surrounded by mountains that rise to about 2,000 feet above sea level, especially on the eastern side. You see, when wind funnels down those hills, it can create sudden, violent storms. It was one of those unexpected storms that hit that evening. It was unexpected to the disciples, but not to the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a test of that faith that was supposed to take place. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it must have been quite a storm, because even those seasoned fishermen feared for their lives. But even though it was so terrible, the sovereign Lord led them directly into it. Beloved, as Christians, born again believers of Christ, we have to remember that we are not exempt, free from the storm of life. Just because you are in Jesus does not mean that it is going to be smooth sailing. No, when we say and we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, well, we have a target on our back, a target on our chest, a label across our forehead, letting people know how even the enemy of our soul, the devil, he goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. The enemy of our soul will not let us go that easy, because his priority is to kill, to steal, and to destroy, trying to bring confusion in your life, in your mind, to cause frustration, distraction in your life. He don't mind you being a spectator, but he gets very nervous when your mind is made up to be a participator in the house of God. But it's a choice that we make, and we make it by faith on a daily basis. That's why it's so important to go into prayer, to pray without ceasing, to pray when things are going good and when things are not going so good. Pray. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, storms will hit obedient believers who are serving Christ, even now in 2024. So, beloved, in Luke 8, verse 22 through 25, not only did the Lord lead the disciples into the storm, but notice what happened. Next, the Lord checked out and seems to leave them alone in the storm. When we read in Luke 8, verse 23, but as they sailed, Jesus fell asleep. This is found in the A clause of the verse. Beloved, in reality, the Lord was with them in the storm. No matter what. Because here it says, and it really shows us, in Hebrews 13, verse 5, the B clause of the verse says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Also, we are reminded of what the word of God says in Romans 8, verse 38 and 39. It says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The child of God, whenever you are in a storm in life, a storm that you may, that will show up unexpectedly, even though you may think at first that the Lord is not there, He is there. So your mind has to be settled of knowing that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Next thing that you must do is to trust Him. Trust Jesus, the Lord, in the storms of life that you are going through. Trust Him. Where is your faith today in 2024? In the eight clause of the verse, in Luke 8, verse 25, which says, "And Jesus said unto them, His disciples, where is your faith? Beloved, the fact is that storms in our lives will often expose how we are not trusting in the Lord. We have to be reminded wholeheartedly on what Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." So, beloved, oftentimes a crisis shows us a side of ourselves that we are blind to. You see, the Lord uses it to reveal new areas to us where we need to learn to trust Him. Trust Him in the morning. Trust Him at noontime. Trust Him in the midnight hour. So believers of Christ, we all must come to a place to know our weaknesses so that we will rely on the Lord's strength. I'm reminded when the Apostle Paul approached the Lord three different occasions for a sickness that he was battling with. Most people say it was an eye problem. And he asked the Lord to deliver him three different times. And three different times, after the third time, the Lord answered him. He said, "In your weaknesses, I can be made strong." So that's why we got to confess when we are going through. When we are feeling weak, unsettled, we have to confess for ourselves that greater is He that's in us than He is in the world. God's grace, His mercy, His love will rest upon our lives in 2024. Again, we're talking about where is your faith in 2020.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real. with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real,
live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
Live for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor. All honor goes to him this night and forevermore. And again, tonight we are talking about where is your faith, according to Luke 8, verse 22 through 25. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we just hope and pray that God is meeting you where you are, at the level where you are in faith. You see, God have given each and every one of us the measure of faith. Faith the size of a mustard seed. All you need is mustard seed faith in order to go forward in the things of God. You see, faith is what pleases God. Here, again, before we bring the word of God, this message to a close. And there's a couple more points I want to make. Here we see that the storms that we experience in life, God is always with us. Beloved, storms reveal our distorted view of the problems and also of ourselves that we are going through. Distorted means falsified, misinterpreted. So the disciples here, when we look at Luke 8, verse 24, in the 8th clause of the verse says, and they came to Jesus and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. The disciples thought that they were going to drown, not realizing that Jesus, the Son of the living God, even though he was in the boat with them, they let fear get a hold of them. They start panicking. You see, the disciples thought that they were going to drown, not knowing, according to Hebrew 13, verse 5, the B clause of the verse, where it says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, was on board with them. But then they still panicked. So that's proof that shows me, as well as the listening audience, that even as born-again believers of Christ, even though we know our Bible, even though we pray, even though we pray and fast. Hallelujah, there'll be times in our lives along this Christian journey where we will get a little weak, where we will get fearful. Beloved, when we panic in a crisis, we try to resolve our problems by figuring everything into the equation except the supernatural power of Christ. Sometimes we try every way that we can in our own strength to find a solution. And after we have exhausted all, then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Then we will totally put it in his hands. Yes, beloved, storms of life will drive us. It should drive us to trust in the Lord, in the Lord of the storm. But sometimes we have to be reminded here in the book of Galatians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. It says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beloved, the better we know the Lord for ourselves, the better we can trust him. As believers of Christ, we need to always keep in mind that the chief end of man is not to use God for our own happiness, but to glorify God no matter what happens to us. See, we were created by God to bring glory to God because of how long we are here on this earth. You see, the disciples in the boat, they got a glimpse of Christ's magnificent power when he commanded the wind and the water to cease and to be still. And they obeyed him. Yes, beloved, the bigger the problem, the more of our Almighty Lord and Savior will be glorified when we trust him, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Child of God, always remember this. The way you face the storms of life, it serves as a testimony of God's greatness and your own level of faith. I'm going to say it again. Child of God, always remember this in 2024. The way you face the storms of life serves as a testimony of God's greatness and your own level of faith. So keep in mind also that Jesus Christ can give you the strength not only to stand, but also to soar above the storm that you're in. We are reminded here in Isaiah 40 and 31. It says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember, hallelujah, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And this was Hebrews 11 and 1. And Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So seek the Lord while he may be found. Draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, how great I am. The one that sits high and looks low. The one that knows us all by name. The very hairs on our head. I'm talking about God Almighty. I'm talking about the one that knows you better than you know yourself. That's the God I'm talking about. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, Apostle. What an awesome God we serve. We thank you for that message this evening. We hope that you've gleaned some information that you can apply to your life. And if so, share with your friends and family. Also share the number 347-826-9424 and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. We love to have all of you. Just know that God loves you, and so do we. This is the weekend. Enjoy it. Be careful. Remember that God loves you, and so do we. Until we meet again, God bless you. Have a great weekend.